We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Morning, Miss Pugh. We have a pile of fan mail to answer, I believe.
Two.
Oh.
Both asking for signed photographs. One from America.
Oh, me famous spread to the colonies. Wonder how the settlers are getting on out there. Yes, it's a tough life with those Indians and the herds of marauding bison knocking the towns down. Terrible. You'd better send them me Englishman Poe's. Keep them in touch with home. They must be rather provincial being so far away from everything.
Right. The other one's from a girls' hostel in Wigan.
Girls in Wigan, yes. Probably want a bit of glamour in their lives. Send them the great lover. The black patch over the eye with the yachting cap on. That's the one with the distinguished grey hair at the sides.
Self-raising flower, wasn't it?
How dare you? There's some very sexy stuff amongst that lot. This one here in the leather jacket and the flying goggles, standing on the wings of me tiger moth. Look at that devil-may-care smile. Sardonic is more the word. The mouth turned up at one corner.
It looks as if you've got toothache. It's corny. You're old-fashioned. Women don't go for this sort of thing.
Oh, yes, they do. My mother used to climb up the wall looking at Francis X. Bushman. In exactly the same get-ups. I copied them from him.
You live in another world, don't you? Get up to date. Get some modern style photos taken. Take a few pointers from the current heartthrobs.
I've seen Basil Rathbone, George Raft, Tom Mix, all my contemporaries. I know what's going on. I've got my finger on the pulse of the nation, don't you worry.
Oh, isn't it pathetic? Tom Mix, Basil Rathbone. The young girls of today don't know them. Fashions have changed. You've got to look scruffy these days.
There's nothing wrong with these photographs. I've sent thousands out to my fans and I have not received one complaint.
You've received a complaint from everyone.
Only because I didn't put a stamp on the envelopes. It had nothing to do with the photos. I'm quite happy with them. They all show me off to my best advantage.
Hiya, Tub. Coming down the cafe for a cup of tea?
No, I'm not. I'm busy.
Always busy, aren't you? Wish I had something to do. Still, I wouldn't know how to do it. So it's just as well, really. Hey, photographs. These are you, Tub?
Yes, they are.
I like photographs. You don't have to think about them. You just look at them. I always think they spoil photographs when they put all those words and writing underneath them.
Must be very puzzling for you.
I think photographs should be I always think they spoil photographs when they put all those words and writing underneath them.
Quite.
One picture's worth a thousand words.
Yes, quite.
I shouldn't think it's necessary to have words under them.
No, quite.
I had me photo taken once.
I bet they'd had to put words under that.
Yeah, they did. Wanted. £5 reward. Answers to the name of Billy or Ratbag. Will the finder please return to Mrs. Kerr, 34, the Sheds, Wagga.
Poor little boy, he got lost. How old were you?
27.
I'll bet you had an exciting childhood. You ought to have done. It's lasted long enough. Now go and sit down and be quiet and I'll give you a chocolate biscuit.
Hey. Aren't you going to let me have a look at your photographs?
All right. They're my fan photographs. They were taken by the best photographer in London. Duffelcoat Charlie, Horse Guards Parade.
A street photographer?
No, people as well. He's very much in vogue at the moment. Everybody's going to him. Society and royalty are flocking, they are. He's known as the Annie Goni of the flash powder. Prints a tanner, postcards, ninepence.
Horse Guards Parade. Where's his studio and his dark room?
He hasn't got one.
Well, where does he do his developing, then?
He borrows a guardsman's busby and does it under that. Doesn't matter how he does them, it's the finished product that counts.
And what good have they done you? They haven't got you any work, have they?
Not yet, I grant you.
And they never will. Producers, look at those. They think they must have been taken 30 years ago and you're probably getting on for 80 by now.
Then why haven't they offered me any old men parts? No, that theory won't hold any water, me proud beauty.
Hey, look, let's face it, Tub. You do look a bit of an idiot in those photos. They probably think it's a gag. Get some new ones taken. Can't do any harm.
Well, you might even find you're in great demand once they get around the agencies.
All right, I'll try your way. I'll have some new photos done. But I'm not having the guitar. It's a waste of time trying the rock and roll approach. These days, if you're over 12, you've had it. Ring up the photographer and make an appointment. I don't know how I'm going to tell Duffelcoat Charlie. He gets very annoyed if you go elsewhere. Still, c'est la vie, comme ci, comme ça.
What does that mean?
Don't be nosy. So you really think my old fan photos have been holding me back, Sid?
Of course they have. I've been telling you that for years. I mean, I'm a good agent, but even I've had trouble getting you work. All because of those photographs. That Valentino one. Diabolical it is.
My sheep pose? That's my favourite.
Yeah. When I started showing around, I thought I was collecting money for Arab refugees.
You sure the place we're going to is all right?
All right? This geezer is the best theatrical photographer in London. I send all my clients to him. He charges 50 nicker a sitting.
£50 for one photograph? I want it in postcard size, not Cinerama. £50? They made my last film for less than that.
But it's worth every penny, Sam. It's worth every penny. This boy is fabulous. He does beautiful retouch jobs. He'll make you look like $1 million. He'll take them wrinkles out, get rid of the crow's feet under your eyes, pin your ears back, cover up some of that loose stuff around your neck, straighten the nose out a bit, put the eyes further apart.
What an attractive picture you paint of me. I'm having no retouching done on my photographs. I face the world as I am.
Well, we'll see what he says anyway. He might have some ideas when he sees you. He's never been defeated yet. This is it. Hilary St. Clair.
Oh, my word. I bet he's all corduroys and blow waves.
Shut up. Get inside.
No, no, no. Don't move. I stay just where you are. The light catches you perfectly.
Who, me?
Oh, what a vision of sheer heaven. Now, please don't move. I must take you. It's pure poetry of line and composition.
Get away.
Just tilt the head so that the sunlight just dances on your hair.
Oh, you mean like this?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. I shall call it in juxtaposition.
No, 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 no. What about textures?
Yes, yes. It's even better.
I'm getting out of here.
I got it. Oh, thank you so much. That's going to be very, very sheesh. If that doesn't get first prize at this year's salon, I shall be quite overcome. Now, what can I do for you?
Hello, Hilary.
No, Sydney, dear boy. It's such a long time since you've been right to see me, you naughty boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Hilary. You know how it is. Lots of work.
No, I know how terribly tedious it must be. I know, I'm the same. It's absolutely months since I've been to the Albert Hall.
Yeah, and me.
He's talking about music, not all in wrestling.
Yeah, well, look, Hilary, I got a customer here for you.
And of course, this is the puppet I've just photographed.
I am not a puppet.
Just a manner of speaking. I mean, we artists, you know, who must allow us a few extravagances.
All right, then, but just watch it, eh?
Oh. Rather peculiar friends you have, Sydney. Most quaint.
Yeah, well, don't start a punch-up, Hilary. I want you to take some snaps.
Snaps, Sydney? I don't take snaps. I paint with light.
Oh, swipe me, paints with light.
Oh, paints with light.
How very, very Julian Slade.
I don't think I like your friend, Sydney. I wish I hadn't snapped it. I mean, photographed him. I think I should open the camera and let the light in.
Now, calm down, Hillary. All we want is a set of publicity photos. I want you to get the best out of him.
Oh, let's have a look at him. And I say you. Stand out of my arc lights. Turn around. Ugh, heaven. Well, I think we'll have to use a lot of shadow. There's such a lot to hide, isn't there?
I'll slush him, Sid. So help me, I will slush him. One more remark and I'll wrap that enlarger around his neck. Haven't been insulted like this since I went to the Turkish bath.
All right, Hillary, take no notice. Just do the best you can, boy.
Oh, let's see now. Undo your shirt to the waist.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what a pity. No hairs on the chest. Never mind, I can scratch some in on the negative.
You are not scratching any hairs in on my negative. I'm not the hairy type. I'm more the smooth-skinned Lex Barker type.
If Hillary says you've got to have airs, you're going to have airs. He knows what's best.
I say, well, what sort of legs have you got?
Don't you think you're going a bit too far, my man? My legs are my business.
Oh, shut up, Hancock. Hillary must have a good reason for asking.
Well, yes. See, I thought perhaps a beachcombing subject might look rather attractive.
You see that, Hancock? A beachcomber. A wandering nomad, a scavenger. He's got your character already.
Yes, I think an old straw hat, a shirt open to the waist and tied in a knot, trousers cut very raggedly to just below the knees, standing barefoot in the sand with palm trees waving in the background.
I know. Look at inside oysters for bars of coconut chocolate.
No, thank you. He's right, Hancock. He's right. It's very you.
Oh, yes, it's the only one. He'll look delicious. Rip his trousers at the knees.
Come here.
No, Sid, please, no.
Come here.
No, Sid, stop it.
There we are.
Oh, well, so much for me clerical grey drainpipes. I had these specially tailored. This is 24 and 6 off your bill for a start.
24 and 6?
Yes, mate, 24 and 6. I don't buy rubbish, you know.
Aren't your legs white?
One pair of long underwear, 12 and 6.
Yes, well, that's better. So those are your legs.
Yes, these are my legs. If you don't take that smirk off your face, you'll be on the end of one of them in a minute.
Well, let's face it. They are rather odd, aren't they?
What's odd about them? Got one on this side and one on that side, haven't I? What more do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't think the legs ought to be in.
After slashing my trousers about, how dare you? My legs are out, I'm out.
Oh, you better keep the legs in, Hillary. Have him standing in the water up to his knees, that'll do it.
Up to his straw hat, I think it'd be better. This is going to be very difficult, Sydney. I don't think there's more than 3 inches of him in proportion.
Surely you can do something with him, boy. Look, old boy, this is very important, son.
All right, I'll do it for you, Sydney. Right, I've taken it.
Haven't posed yet.
It doesn't matter. All the hard work's going to come now. The things I've got to do to this negative. I'll be up all night.
Right, boy. Come on, Hancock. Let's leave him alone and get on with it.
You call a taxi. I refuse to walk through the streets of London with my legs poking out.
I'll send the prints round tomorrow.
That's very quick.
Well, I don't want them in here any longer than I can help.
Well, ta-ra, Hillary. Thanks a lot. I'll send you a check tomorrow. Say ta-ra to Hillary.
No.
Say ta-ta to Hillary.
No. I don't like him. He said rotten things about my legs. Come, Sydney, we will away. Can I have my shoes and socks, please?
Tub, can I have another chocolate biscuit?
No. You've had 3, you'll spoil your dinner.
Oh, just one.
No, I've hidden the tin.
Mr. Mr. Hancock. Mr. Hancock, they've arrived.
What have?
Your new photographs. Oh, what a difference. They're beautiful. Oh, Wallaby Jim of the Island.
Jimmy. Oh, dear, oh, dear. My goodness, is this me? Yes, of course it is. I recognize the shirt. He's done a good job, I'll give him that. This is the most handsome and fascinating man I've ever seen.
It's remarkable what he's done. It's only because your name's on the bottom that I realized it was you.
But what's he done to your ears? Why aren't they sticking out?
They don't stick out that much anyway.
They do when there's a wind behind you.
Only a strong wind.
Well, I think it's lovely. All the women will fall for you when they see it. That big chest, the slim waist, the fine, sturdy, muscular legs, that noble face, and that wonderful hair on your chest. Oh, well, it's the sort of man I've been dreaming about for years.
Hello, we shall have to watch her. Put a drop of bromide in her tea.
Tub, what's he done with the wrinkles?
Why don't you shut up and just accept what's in the photograph?
I can't. You haven't got a big chest and a slim waist. You've got a slim chest and a big waist.
All right, so he's moved it up a bit. That's photographic license.
Yeah, but how's he done it?
How should I know how he did it? Probably cut the negative under me chin and above me legs and turned it upside down.
How did he straighten the nose out?
I don't know how he straightened the nose out. But if you don't watch it, somebody's going to have to do the same thing for you. I think the photo's a very good likeness. I'm particularly impressed by the way he's captured the beauty of my legs. He didn't think they were photogenic at the time. In fact, he was quite nasty about it. But he's done well. They've turned out very slim.
Do you notice the insides of them are straight?
What about it?
You know what I think?
What?
He's taken one, split it down the middle, and moved it over.
He has not. He has, you know. You're dead right, he has. Look, I've only got 2.5 toes on each foot. Still, that doesn't matter. We can always say the rest of them are buried in the sand.
Hello, Hancock. Morning, all. Well, it's happened.
What has?
That photograph has been the turning point of your old career. I've shown it to all the film producers and they've gone raving mad. They reckon that you're the best-looking hunk of man I ever seen. They all want you.
No.
Yeah? They can't wait to launch you as the screen's newest and most romantic heartthrob. I've had an offer for £10,000 a picture to start shooting any time you feel inclined.
Isn't this exciting? At last, they've recognized my true value. Can I choose my own part?
Certainly. You hold a whip hand. They said to me, we must have that boy.
Oh, good. We'll remake Gone with the Wind with me in the Clark Gable part.
Oh, yes. Yes. Can I be Vivian Lee?
You could be Moby Dick if you like, but not in my film. And after that, we'll redo all the Lawrence Oliver films. All his early stuff before he started smoking. Yes, my word, it'll be the biggest box office attraction since they started selling drinks on a stick. Where do we start, Sid?
Well, of course, we've got a bit of work to do before we start any actual filmmaking.
What? What have we got to do? I mean, I'm already...
Well, no, not quite. You can't go before the cameras yet.
But you said they wanted me.
They want the bloke in the photograph. Not you, you great ugly lummock. We've got about 6 months' work to do on you before we can get you like that.
But I don't understand.
Look,
I mean,
let's face it, son, you don't look nothing like that photograph. Hillary did a smashing job on the negative and it's put you in great demand. But if I took you along as you are, they'd sling us out on our necks. Now, I'm afraid before we cash in, we've got to do to you what Hillary did to the photograph.
You are not splitting my leg up the middle.
I think it'll be easier to find someone who looks like the picture.
No, it wouldn't. Get back to your bricks.
Oh, you know what? I think the best thing to do is start at the top and work our way down. Now, first of all, we'll try and get those ears flattened down.
How's the ears coming along, Tub?
Pardon?
I said, how's the ears coming along?
What?
He can't hear you while he's like that.
It's been a week now. How much longer can he lay on his side with 10 bricks piled on his ear?
We'll take him off now. See if it's done a trick. There.
Has it done it? Is my ear flat? Where's the mirror?
There you are.
Oh, yes. How very attractive. Who put those bricks on my ear?
I did.
Didn't it occur to you to straighten it out before you put them on?
I didn't think it'd matter.
It was curled over. Now look at it, it won't go back, it's lifeless. Bent beyond recognition. Looks like a lump of red cabbage stuck to the side of me head. A week of agony, and what for? I may well ask. Nothing. I've got earache now. Go on, get out of striking distance.
Never mind. We'll leave the ears for the time being. Give it a chance to get back to normal, and we'll try the original idea. We run a bit of wire from each ear around the back of his head. The shorter the wire, the closer the ears come in.
Why don't you have a couple of rivets and some nuts and bolts and things like that? Look like Frankenstein's monster by the time we've finished.
Now, don't get discouraged, son. We've got a lot of work to do on you and not much time to do it in. What's next?
The wrinkles and the crow's feet.
No, please, nothing else to me head.
The wrinkles and the crow's feet. Bill, get the mud pack ready.
Good morning, Milkman.
Good morning. Who are you? Harry Belafonte?
No. I am not Harry Belafonte. I have a mud pack on.
Oh. Well, I beg your pardon, madam.
I am not a madam. I am a him.
Well, would you mind telling me what him you are?
Him number 23, railway cutting. So just give me a pint of red cap and hop it. Hey, careful with the chisel.
It's all right, it's coming off.
Mind out. If you're not careful, the only thing we'll have to do to the nose is look for it.
There we are. It's all off.
Thank goodness for that. The man in the iron mask. I'm sure Rosano Brazzi doesn't have to go through all this. Show us the mirror. Oh, yes. I see. Who put the mud pack on?
I did.
And where did you get the mud from?
Out of the garden.
Why didn't you sift it first?
The wrinkles have gone.
Yes, all we have to do now is to get the tweezers and pull the stones out of me face.
Yeah, well, never mind. We'll leave the face for the time being and give the dents a chance to close up. What I'm worried about is that body. Now, somehow, we got to get two stones shifted from down there to up here. 10 hours road work and a Turkish bath 4 times a day. That should do it. Get out in these steam rooms. Where's Hancock?
I don't know.
I'm over here.
Well, I don't know. Either this steam's very thick or we've overdone it. I can't find him.
Over here.
Oh, yes, I see you. How's it going?
I've lost 3 stone.
Great, marvellous. That's better than I expected. Oh, it's done you the world of good. You've got something like a physique now.
Yeah, look, bones. I didn't know you had any.
No more, Sid. Please, no more. Carry me home. I've had enough.
You're not going home. You're going to the hospital. We've still got the ears, the nose, and the wrinkles to do. Now, I found a nice, cheap plastic surgeon.
Please, Sid, I want to turn it.
You take his feet.
No, well, please.
Right, take his feet. Leave. Don't listen to me. Hospital wasn't so bad, was it?
3 weeks of sheer torture.
But it was worth it, boy. Look at that Uta. Dead Greek, that is, boy.
Oh, you look wonderful. Just like the photograph now.
How are the ears? Has he done them?
They're just like two little silk purses compared with what they were.
And the wrinkles are gone, Tub, smooth as a peach.
I got the dentist to straighten the teeth out while you were unconscious.
Very considerate of you.
And I had the tattooist in, too. He's altered the shape of your lips. You got a mouth like Liberace now.
No wonder you haven't put a cleft in me chin.
Take a look in the mirror.
Oh, Sid, no. Not that I haven't always fancied a cleft chin, but...
Don't you like it?
Yes, but how am I going to get my electric razor in there?
Yeah, but apart from that, how do you like the finished product?
It's rather good.
Rather good? It's an exact replica of the photograph.
Oh, Anthony. Oh, you fascinating creature. You're more handsome than I knew a man could be.
No, no, not now, dear. I've been through a lot. Don't start all that all over again. Go and sit in the fridge.
Oh, Anthony. Anthony, you're driving me mad. Mad!
Well, you've been driving me mad for years, but I haven't said anything. Go and have a lie down.
That'll be the film producer. I told them, you see them, to talk about the picture. See that? I made them come around to see us. You're big time now, boy. Good afternoon, Mr. Guggenheimer. This is him. Rock Hancock, your new romantic star. Good-looking boy, eh?
Yeah, good-looking kid, yeah. But see here, James, we decided not to make this picture.
You can't do that. We got him all ready for you.
Yeah, well, that's your business. We don't want any more good-looking boys. They don't mean anything anymore. Hundreds of them. Now, we decided to make a comedy. The public want to laugh. So we're only signing up comedians now.
I'm a comedian.
With a face like that? Oh, no. You're too good-looking, son. You're a pretty boy. We want comics with funny faces, which is what I wanted to talk to you about, James.
Yes, but I...
Do you mind, son? I'm talking, huh? Now, James, we just found the boy we want. We found a photograph in the files, and this is the boy, a natural. The funniest thing you've ever seen, but we don't know who he is.
Perhaps I know him. What's he like? Describe him.
But, Sid, tell him about what I've been through.
Oh, shut up. Don't bother me. I can't talk to has-beens now, Mr. Guggenheimer, this comic.
Well, we've only got his photograph. He's a little fat guy in a leather jacket with flying goggles standing on the wing of a tiger moth. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Well, that's me. That's me before he got at me.
Yeah, will you keep that bum quiet, James? I'm offering £10,000 for this picture. I've just got to have that boy.
And so you shall. I know him. I'll have him on the set in front of the cameras in 6 weeks.
But, Sid...
Shut up. Leave everything to me, Mr. Guggenheimer.
Well, I'm depending on you, James.
See you, Mr. Guggenheimer. Ta-da.
Now, Sidney, just you listen to me.
Not now, son. We've got a lot of work to do on you. We haven't got much time to do it. Grizzly, get in the kitchen and sling everything you can find into a pot and cook it. Bill, bring up the hospital and reserve a bed in the plastic surgery ward. We've got to get this boy unstitched.
No, not against it. No more.
Well, Cloudy's here. Try to loosen it. We've got to get it flapping again.
Oh. No, Sid, please.
You want to look like your old photograph, don't you?
Well, yes.
Well, take that then.
Oh, Anna. Sid.
Get in.
No. Hold me, Grecian Uta. Stop pulling my hair. Oh, stone me. Leave me alone.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. The show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Tom Ronald.